Right. And when you say forgiven, it means it turns into a grant, correct?
Yep. It's a 100% grant. Yep.
Right. And whatever my understanding was that, so whatever the difference is, some of the money might turn into a grant and some of it might be money that goes into a loan that you do have to pay back.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. That sounds right. So, all right. Well, we're here with Jack Cuddy, the executive director of the Mount Washington Valley Economic Council. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break here, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Absolutely. That number is 603-356-9145. If you have any questions at all for Mr. Cuddy, you can text in 603-356-9145. We'll be back after this.
And that news is brought to you by Johnson's Auto Care, open and here for you with discounts and rewards. Show your AAA membership card and receive 10% off. Combine that with any unused loyalty rewards points and your savings really add up. Johnson's Auto Care, Route 302 North Conway, or visit online at johnsonsautocare.com. I'm Greg Frizzell here on Drive Time with Gino Devaney. How are you, Gino?
We're doing well.
And we have a special guest with us, Jack Cuddy, the Mount Washington Valley Economic Council Executive Director. How are you, Jack?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Yourself?
Well, we're doing absolutely fantastic today. And thanks for being with us tonight and answering all these great, great questions. I know people out there are trying to figure out a lot of things right now for their businesses and even some personal side. So I did have a question come through that talked about on the text line, are there any relief programs for individuals and families right now?
What I can tell you is that I know that individuals who have mortgages and things should be looking and contacting their banks or their mortgage providers for forbearance to alleviate some of the monthly expenses. I know a lot of the banks are working with those individuals or individuals for their mortgages. I'm not sure on the personal loan notices. I haven't heard too much of consumer lending doing any forgiveness or forbearance yet, but that could definitely be part of it. People don't have the money to pay for it, then therefore they should maybe take that into consideration. And the governor announced today on the idea of taxes that need to be paid in the towns, he's given the authority of the individual towns to make a decision on abatements, which is usually a blanket abatement for interest and stuff and penalties for not for a period of time of the COVID-19 situation. So, and again, that's going to be up to the individual towns, the selectmen, the towns to make that decision on what they choose to do for the taxpayers.
So we should see something like that coming out in a few days, few weeks?
I would say that it was just announced today, I believe, or yesterday. I'm not sure which, at this point in time, which day it is. But I know that has come across, and it's the selectmen of all the towns probably have gotten notified of that, and they can make that decision.
So basically what you're telling individuals is that don't be afraid to reach out to your lenders, maybe whether it's a credit card or a mortgage or a car payment, and just have a discussion with them and say,
absolutely,
you know, here's where I'm at and, you know, what can we do?
Yeah, absolutely. I would encourage that, definitely encourage that.
Okay, that sounds great. And then I was thinking here at the end, is there anything the business community can do to support the efforts of the Economic Council?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for that question. That's always a great question to ask. I'll plead with the business communities that have been able to see what we've been able to do, if they could contact the legislators, the delegation, and Carol, to encourage them to support providing a loan fund to the council, so that we can get more money out into the community for the businesses. And that's anyone that's listening. If you have a contact with the delegation and Carol, and you ask them to help support, if something comes across that we can be provided some more monies in the loan fund to help the business community, that would be greatly appreciated.
No, that's excellent. And like I said, I just was I've been very impressed with the way that your council has gone and reacted to this situation right out of the box, and really helped a lot of local businesses that I've heard from, and with no hesitation. And we're very lucky to have that as part of our community, and we want to thank you guys very much for that. And certainly, like you said, go out and speak to your local politicians and tell them, please help us continue with this stuff.
That would be awesome.
That's great. Any last thoughts, Jack?
Just, you know, it's been enjoyable to be on Drive Time. This reminds me back 30 years ago when we were on Drive Time all the time and had a lot of fun with you guys. So thank you so much for being able to do this. And I want to also point out that you guys are having as much trickle-down effect as every other business, with businesses not being able to put sponsorships and things on the radio for you guys. But you're up there, and you're a great, great aid to this community for getting information out, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate all you're doing, Jack. Thank you very much for being on Drive Time tonight.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Night.
All right, that has been Drive Time on Magic 104 Today's Hits. That is 104.5 and 98.1 FM, also on WMWV, that is, of course, 93.5, Music Without Boundaries. We'll be back Friday night with another Drive Time.